Phone Boy Speaks, episode 920, Reducing Retail Friction. I've been using the Starbucks mobile ordering app for a while now, or at least, you know, the last maybe 4 to 6 weeks or so. And it's part of the regular Starbucks app, actually. It's a feature there. It's not available everywhere. It happens to be available in the Pacific Northwest, and it happens to be the stores that I happen to go to happen to participate in it. So it's been really great. And I figured out what it was that I think is really compelling about it. It's even the skipping the line bit, which itself is kind of cool. I think that's a secondary benefit. I think the primary benefit is as follows. I don't have to get anything out of my pocket when I walk into my Starbucks to get my drink. In fact, you do have to talk to the barista still. Not that much, but you walk in, you say, hey, I've got my, you know, and you may not even have to, you can bypass the line. As I say, it's a secondary benefit, but I think the biggest benefit is I don't have to take anything out of my pocket when I'm in the store. I just get my drink and that's it, right? And that, you know, what they're doing in that one fell swoop is reducing friction to getting your products and services, right? I mean, I can place the order away from the Starbucks. I don't have to be, I'm not wasting my own time. I'm not wasting other people's time, because I'll sit there and look at the menu sometimes like, especially if I want to get something different. It's not a perfect experience yet, because they're not everything's on the menu, and I can't use stars to pay for my drinks. At least not yet. I mean, I assume that's something that's coming, but I did this today. I went through, rather than going, I didn't go into the store, but I actually went through the drive-through, but rather than place an order at the drive-through window, the line was a little bit long, so I actually just sat there and placed my order on the mobile app. And, you know, and I asked the barista afterwards, because you pull up to the menu, and I said, you know, hi, I'm Damon. I did a mobile order, and like, oh, great, it's ready for you, you know, when you come through. And so then when I got to the window and got my drink, and I asked him, I said, so, has anybody done that, like what I'm doing? And is the way I'm doing it, the way that I did it, okay? And she said, well, yeah, some people have, you know, not done it the right way. And so we're not, you know, quite sure, you know, how that works, and you know, blow through the thing. But the way you did it was great. You know, I didn't change their flow at all. I just, the only thing I did is I placed my order before I came and talked to them, which, you know, no big deal. And I didn't save any time that way. And that's one of the other benefit of the Starbucks app, you know, and ordering that way is saving time. I don't have to stand in line, place an order, and then wait for it. I can walk in and assuming I've given them enough time, I can get my order. But the biggest benefit of this whole mobile ordering, and it beats Apple Pay by a country mile, is even with Apple Pay, I still have to take something out of my pocket. With the Starbucks mobile ordering app, I don't have to. I have to, you know, at some point in order to start the order, but I don't have to do that in the store. So I actually, that to me is the hugest benefit. And if other companies did that, right, this is what they're not, you know, what I think, you know, what Starbucks understands, right? I mean, they understand they're in the customer service business and just happen to be serving coffee, but, you know, they're trying to make it easy for, they're trying to make it easy for people to get their products and services. And I can't say that about a lot of retailers. We're kind of mired in this retail flow of, you know, we have to do these things. And you know, what Starbucks is trying to do is make it easier, right? And I would love it if other retailers did the same thing. And this is why, even though, you know, I've had better coffee than I have at Starbucks, but Starbucks, first of all, the product is predictable and consistent pretty much everywhere I go, but ultimately they make it easy, right? I don't have to think about it. I can even, you know, I use my Starbucks card worldwide, and I, as long as I got enough of balance on there, it doesn't really, you know, I don't, the fact that I deposit in US dollars and pull it out in Australian dollars or Canadian dollars or whatever, it still works. So Starbucks has got it right. And, you know, and I don't understand. And that's, you know, that's why I'm a Starbucks fan. Not necessarily, again, you know, I've had better coffee elsewhere, but ultimately they've got the best retail experience. And I'm certainly going to support companies that do that. And, you know, I wish other companies, right, could learn from that and do better with that. And, you know, maybe it takes a company the size of a Starbucks to actually achieve these kinds of things. But I think even with the technology that's out there, I think we could actually do a whole lot better. I mean, Square, I think, gives companies some of these capabilities as well. And that might be, you know, there's all kinds of ways that companies could actually, make it easy for people to get their products and services and reduce the friction. And you know, Starbucks is one of of the few companies that I think is sorted it out. Apple's trying it, you know, from a different approach. And it's not to say that it doesn't help or doesn't improve things, but ultimately with Apple Pay, you still got to take something out of your pocket. I mean, I want to be able to, you know, one of these days, I'd like to be able to walk into, say, like a grocery store and just pick up stuff and then have it, you know, and not ever have to speak to a cashier, right? Not that I hate cashiers, but just the whole retail experience of paying, right? I'd like to make it, you know, just literally walk out and it charges me whatever, although I'm sure there's probably abuse for that as well or problems with that. But you know, that's the kind of experience that, you know, we want to get something easy like that. And we're not there yet. And it's something that needs to, you know, that retailers need to figure out. But Starbucks has pretty much figured it out, if you ask me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.